Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. May peace and blessings be upon His Messenger, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and his companions, inshallah. Actually, today, sisters, we will have the class number 3 in the series of classes, Traps of Satan. And actually, the title of the class is The First Killer on Earth. Inshallah, we will continue to learn about the reason for the hatred and enmity which the shaitan and his descendants have for the human beings. That is to say, today we will start to learn the start of the battle between man and shaitan. Actually, I am using the word shaitan because it is the Arabic word for Satan. Actually, as we learned over the two previous classes, that the story began with the creation of Adam, the first mankind on the earth, who was honored by Allah in many ways, as Allah blew from His spirit into Adam. Also, Allah fashioned Adam with His own hands. Allah taught Adam the names of the things, that's to say, the language, speech, and ability to communicate, and the ability to identify names for everything. And also Allah commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam as a form of honoring him. All the angels obeyed Allah's command except Iblis, who is from the jinn. That is to say, created from the fire, and we already know that the angels are created from the light, and they are creatures that they can only obey the commands of Allah. So Iblis, who was created from the fire, refused to obey Allah's command out of arrogance and pride, as he considered himself better than Adam, who was created from the clay. So Allah kicked Iblis out of the paradise and sent his curse on him until the day of resurrection. Iblis, who was full of hate to Adam. Why Iblis was full of hate to Adam? Actually, who is Iblis? Iblis was the shaitan who was there at that time. He is a specific one. But the word shaitan is for all the jinns whom they are created from fire and they disobey Allah, the descendants of Iblis. The first one was Iblis, who refused to obey the command of Allah to prostrate to Adam. Okay? Accordingly, Allah kicked him out of the paradise. So instead of feeling that he did a mistake by disobedience of Allah, no, out of the feeling of revenge, okay, he decided that to believe that the cause of his kicking out of the paradise and the curse of Allah is because of Adam, because he refused to prostrate to Adam. Okay? So, out of this revenge, he decided to ask Allah respite until the day of resurrection, during which he and his descendants will have one goal, to mislead Adam and his descendants, to send them astray, and to make the hellfire their final destination. Actually, this is the story of humanity. For all the human beings, we are living this story. Okay, that the descendants of Iblis will try with every one of us to deviate us from the right path and to make the hellfire our final destination out of the hatred which their father Iblis had to our father Adam. Okay, this is the battle of the human being with the shaitan. This is the worldly life which we are living. We were still in the heaven, okay, where Allah commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam, and the only one who refused is Iblis, and he was kicked out of the paradise. So now Adam was still in the paradise, okay, with the angels. Okay, at that point, as I mentioned, that Iblis asked respite from Allah to deviate Adam and his descendants from the right path. Allah, out of His knowledge and wisdom, granted Iblis the request. Why Allah granted Iblis that request, okay, respite until the day of judgment, in spite of the fact that Iblis didn't obey the command of Allah? In spite of the fact that Allah knows that Iblis is the main enemy of mankind, why Allah gave him or accepted for him to have that respite until the day of resurrection? The answer is that Allah planned to put the man in the test. This is the test for every human being, to choose the right or to choose the wrong, to choose Allah or to choose Shaitan, to choose the right path or to go astray. This is the real test of the worldly life. And again, sisters, in order to learn about the depth of the meaning of the Holy Quran, we must realize that this is the test of your life. The test of your life is not to have the best qualification or to marry the best man or to have the best house or to live in the best land. This is not the test, okay? The test of your life is to follow the right path or to follow Shaitan. This is the test which we must focus on. And this is the test which must be actually all the time. We are all the time aware of it. When you tell me what is your main problem in your life, I tell you my main problem in my life is not, you know, to have the best of the best in the materialistic needs of the worldly life. No, the most important for me in this life is to remember that I have an enemy who is the Shaitan, and all the time to protect myself from him. This is what is the most important for me, because this is the test of the worldly life. Because if I forget that test, it will be very easy for me to follow the whispers of the Shaitan. Accordingly, I will live a corrupted life. Maybe I will be very rich. Maybe I have a lot of materialistic enjoyments in my life, but my life is a corrupted life. And I am a sinner. I will be a sinner in this worldly life. And my final destination will be the hellfire, as Shaitan planned for me. So in this life, we must know what is the test, what is the most important priority for every human being. The most important priority for you in this worldly life is to follow the right path and to be aware that you have an enemy who is with you in every second. And he is whispering to you because he asked Allah respite to deviate you from the right path. This is his goal for every one of us. This is a fact which we must learn from the beginning, because now we will learn about the first battle between Shaitan and the mankind. This is the battle between Prophet Adam and the Shaitan and Iblis. As Iblis asked Allah for respite, he started his battle with Adam himself, the first mankind on the earth. What happened? Who won that first battle? We will learn now from Surah number 7, verse number 19 to 22. In order to revise the verses of the Quran related to the whole story for those whom they didn't attend the previous two classes, we will start from verse number 11 to verse number 22, so that inshallah it will be Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, 11 to 22, to have the whole story clear for you. From 11 to 22.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد خلقناكم ثم صورناكم ثم قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس لم يكن من الساجدين قال ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين قال فاهبط منها فما يكون لك أن تتكبر فيها فاخرج إنك من الصاغرين قال أنظرني إلى يوم يبعثون قال إنك من المنظرين قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين قال اخرج منها مذموما مدحورا لمن تبعك منهم لأملأن جهنم ومنكم أجمعين ويا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة فكلا من حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين فوسوس لهما الشيطان ليبدي لهما ما وري عنهما من سوآتهما وقال ما نهاكما ربكما عن هذه الشجرة إلا أن تكونا ملكين أو تكونا من الخالدين وقاسمهما إني لكما من الناصحين فدلاهما بغرور فلما ذاقا الشجرة بدت لهما سوآتهما وطفقا يخصفان عليهما من ورق الجنة وناداهما ربهما ألم أنهاكما عن تلكما الشجرة وأقول لكما أن الشيطان لكما عدو مبين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And we have certainly created you, O mankind, and given you human form. Then we said to the angels, prostrate to Adam. So they prostrated, except for Iblis. He was not of those who prostrated. Allah said, what prevented you from prostrating when I commanded you? Satan said, I am better than him. You created me from fire and created him from clay. Allah said, descend from it, for it is not you to be arrogant therein. So get out indeed. You are of the debased. Satan said, reprieve me until the day they are resurrected. Allah said, indeed, you are of those reprieved. Satan said, because you have put me in error, I will surely sit and wait for them on your straight path. Then it will come to them from before them and behind them, and on the right and on their left, and you will not find most of them grateful to you. Allah said, depart from it, reproach and expel. Whoever follows you among them, I will surely fill hell with you altogether. And, O Adam, dwell you and your wife in paradise and eat from wherever you will, but do not approach this tree, least you among the wrongdoers. But Satan whispered to them to make apparent to them that which was concealed from their private parts. He said, your Lord did not forbid you this tree, except you become angels or become of the immortal. And he swore by Allah to them, indeed, I am from you among the sincere advisors. So he made them fall through the deception, and when they tasted of the tree, their private parts became apparent to them, and they began to fasten together over themselves from the leaves of paradise. And their Lord called to them, did I not forbid you from the tree and tell you that Satan is your clear enemy?
So actually, sisters, this is the story, and this is the battle between the good and the bad, the right and the wrong. And actually, it is clear who won that first battle, and actually, Iblis was the one who won the battle. And actually, let us know from the details of the verses of the Quran, Allah created for Adam a spouse of his own type to make them a couple. Making all species in couples is the law of creation. Actually, Allah addressed Adam and his wife to enjoy and eat of all the trees of the paradise except a specific tree, otherwise they will become wrongdoers. But Iblis began to play the role for which he dedicated himself. That is to say, to send Adam astray so that Allah will kick Adam and his wife from the paradise, as it happened to him. So Iblis whispered to Adam and his wife that Allah had forbidden you this tree, lest you two become angels or immortals. And he swore to them that he is very sincere in his advice. So the question is, did Adam and his wife remember Allah's command, and they remembered the warning against Iblis? Actually, they didn't. Instead, upon the influence of their desires and reassuring effect of Iblis, Adam and his wife forgot that Iblis was their enemy who would never point out something good to them. And so they yielded to Satan's temptation and they ate from the forbidden tree. Actually, now the temptation is complete and yielded its fruit. Now they realize that they were naked after they were unaware of those bodily parts which should remain covered. They were not aware that they have that parts of their bodies. But now they became aware. So they began to gather leaves from the trees of the heaven and batch them together to cover their nakedness, their physical private parts. So Allah called on them for their disobedience and to remind them that Allah already informed them that Iblis is their open enemy. Adam and his wife realized their mistake, feeling their own weaknesses and their loss, so they asked Allah's forgiveness. We will read now from Surah number 2, verse number 37, to know about the forgiveness which Adam and his wife asked Allah for regarding their disobedience to Allah. Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 37.
فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم.
صدق الله.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then Adam received from his Lord some words, and he accepted his repentance. Indeed, he is he who is the accepting of repentance, the merciful.
Okay. So actually, sisters, it is clear that Adam and his wife, they realized that they did a mistake by following the whispers of Shaitan or Iblis. Accordingly, they asked the forgiveness from Allah, and Allah, the Almighty, the All-Forgiving, actually accepted their repentance. But this is not the end of the story. This is not the end of the disobedience of Allah. And as we learned from the previous part of these classes, that when you make a mistake, when you did a sin, you must accept Allah's punishment. Okay? This is a rule which Allah is teaching us so that we will try all the time to be away from the sins. Be aware that doing a sin, making a sin, equal to punishment from Allah. And this is the justice of Allah. And this is the wisdom of Allah, in order to make every one of us to try to be away from the sins. This is actually what is happening in this story. Adam did a mistake, he and his wife, and they asked Allah for repentance, and Allah accepted their forgiveness. Okay, they asked Allah's forgiveness, and Allah accepted their repentance. But this is not the end. They must pay the price for their sin. Okay, these are the lessons which we learn from the stories of the Quran and from the verses of the Quran. What happened to Adam and his wife regarding their sin, we will learn from the Surah number 7, verse number 24 and 25, to learn about Allah's rule regarding the sin of Adam and his wife. Surah number 7, verse number 24 and 25.
قال اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين. قال فيها تحيون وفيها تموتون ومنها تخرجون.
He said, therein you will live, and therein you will die, and from it you will be brought forth. O children of Adam, we have bestowed...
No, I want you 24 and 25.
Okay. Allah said, descend, being to one other enemies, and for you on the earth is a place of settlement and enjoyment for a time. He said, therein you will live, and therein you will die, and from it you will be brought forth.
So actually, sisters, this is the punishment of Allah for Adam and his wife. Okay, they had to descend to the earth planet. Okay, where the battle between the two enemies will start. Thus, the test of the worldly life for Adam and his offspring started. It was Allah's destiny for Adam and his offspring to live on the earth, where they will live, they will die, and they will be resurrected. When they return to the Lord at the end of their journey, Allah then assigns them either to the heaven or to the earth. So actually to the heavens or to the hell. So actually this is the reality outlining the truth of creation of man. It has a lot of facts and lessons which we mankind need to realize so that we can pass the test of the worldly life and win the battle against Iblis and his descendants and have the paradise as our final destination. Actually regarding the lessons from this story, the first lesson which we must remember is that when Allah commanded Adam not to eat from a specific tree, it was not to punish him, it was not, you know, to control him, but it was a test of obedience to Adam and his wife, okay, regarding, you know, the commands of Allah. This is very important for Allah, the obedience of commands of Allah. It was the same as it happened with Iblis when he refused to obey the command of Allah regarding the prostration to Adam. Accordingly, he was kicked out of the paradise. It happened the same with Prophet Adam. Allah the Almighty, out of his actually mercy, he allowed Adam and his wife to eat from all the trees in the paradise except one tree. So basically and normally, okay, you will be so grateful to Allah that he allowed them to eat from all the trees and they will forget about that tree completely. Okay, no need for one tree if you have the opportunity to eat from all the trees in the paradise. But this is the shaitan, this is Iblis, this is how he is controlling us, this is the way. And actually we must try to feel the depths of this story. Adam and his wife, they have the opportunity to eat everything except one, okay? And the shaitan will whisper to them that is the one. You can become angels or you will never die, okay? Eternal life. And actually, we must know that to live eternal life actually is something hidden inside every human being. Every one of us in reality is looking for an eternal life. And Shaitan or Iblis or Satan, he knows what is inside every one of us. Accordingly, he tried to whisper to Adam and his wife, okay, not regarding the enjoyment of the paradise because they had the opportunity to eat from everything, but from the eternal life. If you want to become angels or to have eternal life, eat from this tree. Eat from this tree. Okay? And he swore to them for that. So this is how Satan is trying to approach you and to approach me and to approach everyone. This is Prophet Adam who was living in the paradise and he had everything in the paradise except one tree. But Shaitan, he won the battle with Adam and he actually convinced him and his wife to eat from the only tree. Eating from the tree equal disobedience of Allah, equal punishment from Allah, equal loss of life in the paradise, equal to have a battle with the Shaitan, okay, on the earth planet. So this means that a big loss. Adam and his wife, they lost a lot by being sent down from the heaven to the earth to start the battle with the shaitan. And actually we learn another story which will clarify to us that the loss of mankind was continuous. Because of whom? Because of the shaitan. So again, sisters, try to realize that when Allah commanded Adam not to eat from one tree, it was actually the test of obedience of the commands of Allah. Accordingly, as believers in the oneness of Allah, and as we are learning from the verses of the Quran, try all the time to actually to have a clear notice inside your heart and inside your brain. Whoever is calling me not to obey the commands of Allah is shaitan, whether that is a person or a whisper, okay, but this is from the shaitan. This is against me. This is to mislead me. This is to cause loss for me. The most important for me is to obey the commands of Allah, because disobedience equals punishment, equal loss. Okay, so this is the first fact which we must learn from this story. The second fact which we must learn is how Satan or Shaitan controls man's heart. How Iblis succeeded to convince Adam and his wife to eat from that forgiven tree or forbidden tree. Actually, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, answered that question. He said, Shaitan has an effect on the son of Adam and the angel has an effect. As for the effect of Shaitan, it is by his promise of an evil and rejecting the truth. As for the effect of the angel, it is by his promise. It is by his promise of the good and following the truth. Okay, so let us try actually to learn what is the meaning of these facts, so that inshallah we can be all the time aware of the shaitan. Regarding these are actually the inner gates of the man's heart. The inside your heart, okay, or in your mind, you will always feel that you have ideas. Okay, something will come to your mind, okay, a feeling or an idea. For example, now you are, for example, today in the morning, okay, you have an idea, sister, go to the class today so that you learn the Quran. And at the same moment, you will have another idea. Today, it looks that there will be a lot of rain. There is a possibility that the way will not be easy to the masjid. Don't go. Okay, so now you have two ideas. This is the meaning of what Prophet Muhammad mentioned in this hadith. All the time you have two types of ideas in your mind or in your heart. The first one is an idea calling for the good and for the truth, obeying the commands of Allah. Go to the mosque, good for you. 1 hour per week, you will have a lot of reward. Go. Okay, this is called the guidance. Okay, and this is caused by the angel, who is Allah's creation for spreading of good. This is an idea sent from Allah through the angel, okay, to help you to follow the right path. Okay, if you follow that idea, be sure that you are guided. At the same moment, the shaitan will start to whisper for you, okay, with an idea of evil and the rejection of the truth. This is the whisper of the shaitan. Okay, shaitan is actually trying to spread evil. Don't go. And he will never tell you, you know, directly that he doesn't want you to have good deeds, he doesn't want you to follow the right path. No. The shaitan is a deceiving creature. He will never be straightforward with you. He will be all the time using indirect ways. Don't go because the weather is not good. You may be in danger. It will not be good for you. I am looking for your benefit. Okay? But when you try to analyze this idea, it is against the command of Allah. I want to learn the book of Allah. I want to have the reward of Allah. I want to go to Allah's house. This is how you are supposed all the time to analyze the ideas, because all the time you will have two different ideas for any subject in your life. Okay, the reason for actually the whisper of the shaitan is to make you to be deviated from the right path. So you must realize that inside man's heart, in your conscience, there is a battle all the time. And this is when you feel that I am not confident, okay, to marry that person. I am not confident to send my daughter to that school. I am not confident, you know, to help that person. Because I am all the time having two different ideas. Okay, this is the battle between the angel who is calling for good, promising the good and the paradise, and the shaitan who is calling for evil, disbelief, corruption, promising evil, loss and hellfire. This battle is going on every second inside every one of us. So it is the duty of everyone who is looking for the good to follow the angel who is calling for the obedience of Allah, and to reject completely the shaitan who is calling for the disobedience of Allah and the hellfire. Let us have another example, actually, which you may feel it every day. When you decide to pray Fajr prayer, okay, for example, before you sleep at night, you Besides that, maybe Fajr prayer now is 10 to 6, so it is a good time. Inshallah, oh Allah, I am planning to wake up for Fajr prayer. Inshallah, this is the call from actually the angel. This is good. Okay, this is from Allah. Allah wants you to wake up and to pray Fajr prayer. And regarding Fajr prayer, there is a special, actually, act for the shaitan for this prayer especially. Why? Because when you pray Fajr prayer, you are in the protection of Allah the whole day. You are protected. And the shaitan doesn't want you to be protected. So he will try his best to prevent you from praying Fajr prayer. We will have a class about shaitan and Fajr prayer, but just now I am summarizing for you that situation. So suppose you adjust the clock, okay, at 5:30, you have still 20 minutes or 5:45 to wash for prayer and to start. At that moment exactly, the shaitan will tell you, you are very tired. You are very exhausted, okay, and the weather is maybe either very hot or very cold. Why? Why? Wait half an hour, 1 hour, so that you can have, you have long day. Still, if you wake up very early, you will not focus in your prayer, and you will be tired the whole day. I am looking for your benefit. Just sleep half an hour more, or 1 hour, and by 7:30, when it is already Fajr prayer is out, you can wake up, you can take care of your kids, you can go to your work, and you can pray. No problem. Allah is the most forgiving. Always remember, He is the most merciful. Allah is the most merciful. Okay, don't wake up. Don't wake up. Okay, now you have these two ideas which I am clarifying to you. This is the battle inside you every minute. Okay, what to follow? What to follow? If you are not aware that the shaitan is your enemy, if you are not aware that if you follow the shaitan today, after 1 month you will never pray Fajr prayer. That's it, forget it. Okay? Why? Because the time will change, the winter will come, Fajr prayer will be 5 o'clock. Instead of 6, it will be 5. It will be impossible for you to wake up. If you didn't wake up when it was 6 o'clock, how you will wake up when it is 5 o'clock and it is already cold weather? Okay, so shaitan won the battle with you. You are not protected the whole day. Because of not praying Fajr prayer, how long it takes from you to pray Fajr prayer? 5 minutes.
Do you have a hadith in Arabic? Hadith.
Yes, I have it. I will mention it to you. I mean, so actually, sister, this is very important for you to realize that I am in the battle with the shaitan every second. Every second. When I try to give the class, the shaitan will tell me, give it very quickly. They are semi-sleeping, or they are tired, or they are bored. Okay, there is no need for long class. Short class is good. Okay, short. Quick, quick, quick. Okay, don't focus. Actually, it is sometimes coming to me while I'm giving the class. Don't give long classes. People are bored with the long classes. They will be very happy for 15 minutes class. Okay, then after 15 minutes, I will have 15 minutes if you are reading in Arabic and in English and we need explanation. You see how the shaitan is all the time. And while you are sitting now, you may say, why Sister Mona is repeating? We understand. We know. We have minds also. Let her finish. You know, this is the shaitan. I am trying actually in these classes to help myself and to help the sisters to realize the whisper of the shaitan. Because gradually it will be very clear for you in every aspect of your life. And inshallah you will feel, you know, that you are changing. You are changing, and it is more easy for you to follow the right path. It is more easy for you to do the good. You are not in the you are not feeling the battle strongly as you feel it at the beginning of the classes. Because you will feel the shaitan all the time, inshallah, and you will try to be away from him. So this is actually regarding Fajr prayer. Again, if someone actually was tough with you for any reason, your husband, your kids, you are not happy with someone, okay, and then the angel will give you the idea, forgive for the sake of Allah, forgive, you know, maybe he was not in a good mood, maybe he has to, just forgive. At the same second, the shaitan will whisper to you, if you forgive today, you will forgive the rest of the life. And that person will be tough with you all the time. He will know that you have a very weak personality. He will give you hard time day and night. Don't forgive ever. Forget about forgiveness. This is wrong attitude, especially nowadays. Everyone is selfish. Everyone likes to control the life of others. Don't forgive at all. And if you look around you, you will notice that forgiveness is very difficult for the people now. Okay, when you try to have good relation with the people, suppose I was tough with you one day, then I come and tell you, how are you, Safiya? Forget it. Let us become friends again. You tell me, no, 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 Sister Mona, it is not easy like this. No, no, no. I am extremely upset. I will tell you for one word, Safiya. I was nice with you for years. And one day I lost my temper. What is the... No, 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 Sister Mona. No, no, no. Let us discuss it and you must apologize for me. And it happened to me. And I was so surprised. I was telling, what is this? Why the people are like this? I always try. I like to forget, to forgive. I like it. Actually, sister, this is inshallah what we learn in this class is I want you to like the good manners, to be motivated for the good manners. When I noticed that Safiya is smiling for me, in spite of the fact she was upset with me, I will be the one to tell her, welcome Safiya, come, come. She will tell me, Sister Mona, I want to discuss. I tell her, no, no, no discussion, forget it. Let us live today. Let us get the benefit of the time. Why we will waste our time discussing the problems again? There is no time. Time is very short, actually, sisters, to waste it, okay, in asking, you know, this argument between the people and whatever going on between the people. I try to be away from this completely. Allah is there. If someone oppressed you or transgressed you or did something bad for you, Allah is the one who will give you everything. Allah is the one who will compensate for you. Just forgive for His sake. And He will be the one to compensate for you more and more. Have Allah with you, with every human being, in every second. When you have Allah, shaitan will be away from you. And inshallah, you will have a good heart all the time. You will be all the time in a good mood. You need the good mood. To live this worldly life, to do your responsibilities, you must be all the time in a good mood. Okay? So actually this is number one. The second actually lesson which you will learn in this class is regarding the Islamic view of sin and repentance. And this is very important because in Islam we have a special view regarding the sin and repentance. First, we need to know that sin and repentance are very personal acts. Second, no sin is ever imposed on a person prior to his or her birth. Third, Adam took full responsibility for his sin, which he personally committed. Having repented, he was simply and easily absolved of it. Fourth, any sin committed by Adam's offspring would likewise be totally personal. Fifth, the gateway of repentance and forgiveness is open to all until the minute of our death. In conclusion, it is a simple and straightforward concept that puts everyone's mind and heart at rest and inspires man to do his utmost to succeed and save his spirit and never to despair or give up. Everyone shall be held responsible for what he or she does. None shall carry the burden of another. And actually this is special for Islam. Okay? Yes.
It's something I'm not sure about. When you are a parent and then you pass away, your child can ask
forgiveness
for you. Yes. Is that something that could work?
No. Your son after our death can do three things, you know, which is accepted by Allah. To do supplication to Allah for your forgiveness. To call on Allah for your forgiveness. Okay? Or to spend charity for your forgiveness. Or Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is these two mainly. Okay, mm-hmm. Either to give that charity or to call on Allah. But forgiveness is only to Allah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I am calling every night. Oh Allah, forgive my parents their sins. Okay, and actually shower them with your mercy. Mm-hmm. Okay, I am calling on Allah. But it is up to Allah to accept my call or not. But when I am still alive, okay, I have still, you know, the opportunity to repent to Allah and to ask Him His forgiveness. Okay, and inshallah, Allah clarified in the Holy Quran that Allah forgives all the sins. So long, you know, you have the sincere intention, except the disobedience of Allah. Except the disbelief in Allah. Allah accepts all, you know, the acts of repentance, except for those whom they don't believe.
Disbelief in Allah.
This is the only...
Shirk, like, you know, associate partners with Allah.
Yes. This is to have partners with Allah. Okay. This is the only sin which is never forgiven by Allah. Partners with Him. Okay? Because we are created to worship Allah alone. Okay? Now, inshallah, we will learn about the third lesson, okay, from this story, from Adam's story. We learn that man is weak in certain aspects of his constitution. His weakness makes it possible for him to be led by his desire to evil. The two main weaknesses of man are his love of survival to live eternal life, okay, and number one, his desires. This is the two areas of weakness, your desires, okay, and your love for eternal life. And the shaitan always try to attack you from these two points. Okay, your desires or your love or your goal to have an eternal life. Okay, Iblis whispered to Adam and his wife, relying on the weaknesses in their nature, and they followed him. And Allah commanded them to descend from the paradise to the earth where the battle started. Actually, also from this story, you must realize that man's battle with Iblis is real, serious and eternal. Okay, and Iblis made it clear in the Holy Quran in many verses which we recited before, that he will try to turn human being away from the right path by all the means. He will come to you from all the directions, and he will attack you from every corner in order to divert you from Allah's guidance. You cannot protect yourself from him except by making your desires subject to the guidance of Allah. We have desires, we agree for this. How I can control my desires? By following Allah's rules regarding the desires. Okay, and actually we also learn that the characters of shaitan or Iblis are arrogance, ignorance, revenge, and disobedience of Allah. So if you have arrogance, or you have ignorance, or you have the revenge in your personality, try to get rid of these characters, because these are the characters of the shaitan. Now, inshallah, we will learn the second battle, okay, after the first one of Adam with the shaitan. We will learn about the first murder on the earth. This is the second battle between shaitan and the mankind, and again the shaitan won that battle. Okay, so these are the indications how shaitan can win on us. This is the indication for every one of us that we must learn about the shaitan, and we must learn about his traps, so that inshallah we can have a good worldly life. Still, sisters, many people are under the impression that if I follow the shaitan, I will have the final destination in the hellfire. Yes, this is correct. But before having the final destination in the hellfire, what was the cause? The cause is that you are a sinner. So this means that all your worldly life will become corrupted, full of sins, so that you deserve the hellfire. Okay? So, following the shaitan equal to corruption of your worldly life. You will never have mental peace. You will never have tranquility. You will never have reassurance. You will never feel acceptance of Allah's decree. You will be all the time worried, upset, depressed because of the shaitan. And because of that, we must actually all the time learn these lessons. Actually, we will, before learning about the first murder on the earth, we will answer a very important question. If there is a human being without a shaitan, without a Satan, okay, the answer is no. There is no human being without a Satan, but actually the problem lies in obeying or opposing him. Okay, every one of us has a shaitan, but you will obey him or you will oppose him. Actually, Aisha, the wife of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, okay, she asked the Prophet, is Satan with me? She asked about herself. Okay, she's the wife of the Prophet. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Prophet Muhammad replied, he is with every human being. So she asked, do you also have one? She asked Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Prophet Muhammad answered, yes, with the help of Allah, but he has. Okay, but with the help of Allah, mine has surrendered to me. He only commands good deeds. He become a Muslim. Okay, the shaitan of Prophet Muhammad become a Muslim. Okay, so he commands Prophet Muhammad good deeds. This is regarding Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Now we will continue to learn about the first murder on the earth so that we can realize how shaitan is very dangerous. Actually, it is a very strange and shocking story that the second generation of mankind, with only a handful of people on the earth, a man killed his brother out of anger and jealousy. Can you imagine who are these two brothers? One brother killed his brother. Okay, they are the sons of Prophet Adam. Okay, Cain and Abel, we will recite now from Surah number 5, verse number 27 and to 32, in order to learn about this battle.